Direct Wholesale Pricing.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Kate Delaney, America, tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies all over the world. That's what we're hoping anyway, right? So, are you traveling? Have you traveled and arrived at your destination? You have insomnia and you're listening. You know, they say that almost it's up to 30 million people are alive and thriving, at least in the U.S. at this time of night. Beyond the borders, of course, the time difference, it's light where many others are listening to us in Spain and Sweden, in Australia. And we've got some other people listening in some other faraway lands. And we're going to hit world news quickly because there's a few things happening. Besides world news, we're also going to take you through some things that are happening here in the United States. The biggest buzz, of course, is over the three dreaded letters, and that would be the TSA. And I think that's not going away. It's a story that has legs and then some because so many people travel during the Thanksgiving holidays. The new enhanced pat-down deal started November 1st. And now more scanners are popping up in airports all over the place, probably in your neighborhood. 500 new ones supposed to be installed by the end of the year. So by my count, that's like a month, right? In a month and change, 500 more will appear. Poof, presto, just like that. Someone's making money. Can you say Michael Chertoff, the former Homeland Security director? He got involved with one of those companies. And then he went to the Hill and testified about how we needed to have scanners. That's convenient, isn't it? I'll tell you, Haiti, this is a follow-up. Somebody asked me this, what's going on with the cholera there? And what they're saying is they need desperately more help, of course. They need more doctors. They need more nurses to treat not just cholera, but some other things. And what cholera is and what the concern is, in fact, in New Orleans, when the flood happened, when the levees broke, and you had people on roofs and you had, sadly, people who were dead in their houses, and you had graveyards that were slammed with water and bodies emerged from some of the tombs, you know, that were above ground. The thought was that if you were beneath the ground, you'd be in trouble, but it was those that were buried above ground. But regardless, the worry was that there would be cholera because of that, and cholera wasn't the problem. There were some other things, but not that. So in Port-au-Prince, what has happened is this epidemic because of no clean water. And it is an epidemic, to be sure, on this impoverished third world nation. So they're looking for at least 1,000 trained nurses, plus if they can get them. And remember, this earthquake happened in January. In January, 1,400 Haitians in the last 5 weeks have died, all because of cholera. And they say the death toll keeps climbing day by day by day. And really, it's all about clean water. And they need the response to it. They say now at this point it's critical. It's not just money, it's people. They need people who can help in awareness. That's what they're talking about, getting the information out there. It's about the logistics of it. And that really the death toll, I'm betting, because usually it's a little bit less than what they say. I think it's probably closer to 2,000 or even more. And the UN agrees. They think that the number is actually higher. That earthquake happened back in January 12th. Wow. Crazy. All right. Here's something else that is making the buzz, of course, and it has to do with the world, and it has to do with Korea. And when we talk about Korea now, I mean, there's been a slew of things that we could jump into, but lately it's that artillery shelling and some of the threats that the North Koreans are leveling at South Korea. At what point does South Korea say, well, enough is enough is enough? Here's Admiral Mike Mullen talking about that very thing.
They're still out there. They're still trying to kill as many Americans as they can, so it's not going to go away. The one country that has influence in Pyongyang is China, and so their leadership is absolutely critical.
All right, so China is the name of the game, and China is staying away from this one because, of course, being friendly with North Korea, wanting the North Korean business, if you get my drift, they don't want to get in the middle of this. But there's some heated exchanges going on as the U.S. and Seoul get ready for the drills involving nuclear-powered a nuclear-powered supercarrier in the Yellow Sea. So South Korea is beefing up. They're ready to go. And I don't blame them. The North is saying, look, get ready for some more retaliation. This is more than a hot spot at this point. Will we see Pandora's box? Will we see the box be ripped open? And what would that mean? Can you imagine if we dove into some kind of a war with North Korea? And then what does China do? China does have a stake in this, like we were just saying, and like Admiral Mullen said, they absolutely have a stake in it, no question. Let's move from that to Sarah Palin. She's definitely going to make the top 10 list of most intriguing people and political influence and whatever. And the pendulum swings all over the place with Sarah Palin. Some people think that she's as dumb as a box of rocks and she just got lucky. Other people think that she's a lot smarter than she lets on. And some people think that, hey, she gets on the national stage. She grabs her 15 minutes plus and people like her, listen to her. And ultimately, she can help some Republicans get elected. Now she's got a book out. So she's been talking about the book, and she also talked about the fact that she's not so worried about Barbara Bush's comments. In fact, she called the Bush clan a bunch of blue bloods. In her own words, here she is.
I think the majority of Americans don't want to put up with the blue bloods, and I say it with all due respect because I love the Bushes, but the blue bloods who want to pick and choose their winners instead of allowing competition to pick and choose the winners. I just don't understand. Competition is good. Competition will breed success.
You know what? I agree that competition is good. And if we are the nation that we are of democracy, we might not like the choices that our friends make or our neighbors make. But the fact that we can have a grassroots movement and people can beat people they shouldn't beat technically on paper in primaries and then sometimes go on and win the seat. Look, you know, she's right that the people have spoken. If they want to elect somebody who's not schooled in the art of politics and polished and, you know, saying that the Bushes were blue bloods, which certainly is true, meaning that everything keeps getting handed down. And that's the way politics is, by the way. There certainly is a lot of nepotism, not completely across the board, but there is. And so if anything, what we saw the last year, I believe, was the fact that Americans, and I could be so dead wrong on this. I say I could be so dead wrong, but I don't get that vibe. I don't get that vibe from you, and I don't get that vibe off the mic either. I think people are more involved in politics than they, at least in my life, than they ever have been before. Coming up on the flip side, our cheap movie review. That's next on America Tonight.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula, and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Thanksgiving also is a time not just of chowing down on turkey and pumpkin pie and whatever else that you decide you want to eat. It's a time where a lot of people, because you're visiting and you're hanging around the house and whatever, you want to get out of the house, you go to movies. So if you traditionally don't see a lot of movies, the time that you find yourself going is usually during the holidays. I'm a big movie junkie. I get the Netflix thing. It's not a plug for Netflix, but I get Netflix and Redbox and whatever. But I go through periods because I'm busy, just like all of you. And when I have a chance, it's like books. I like to catch up on movies. And I'm not usually running, usually I'm behind the current movies because I'm not running to the movie theater every week. But there are a couple of movies out that especially one that I would probably go and see, and I probably will go and see. There's a good chance that I will. This wouldn't be one of them, but this movie is getting a lot of buzz. And Cher is in the movie, and a couple of other people that you would probably recognize. This, I don't know if it's really a chick flick, but I guess you could score points, maybe, by going to this movie. I'm not sure what crowd this would be. The movie is called Burlesque. Here's a little snippet of it.
How much to Los Angeles?
One way or round trip?
You're kidding, right?
You're in my mirror because?
I've never seen anything like this before.
Great enthusiasm, terrible timing.
Isn't that the chick that was backstage yesterday?
I want to be up there. I want to do that.
Question is, do you have the talent?
Because you're on.
What is she doing up there?
I think she's auditioning.
Hey, Dave, cut it!
Hold on a second. Just tell me what you're looking for.
I'm looking for someone who can do the routine. Now, you want to show me something? Show me that.
Drop the curtain. Come on, let's go.
Hold it. Where's the curtain? You never told me you could sing like that.
What are you so excited about? She's your replacement.
Here, put this on. If you fall off the stage, leg extended, boobs up.
You killed it tonight.
Thanks, Jack.
You like her.
What's the proposal exactly?
Just yes or no. It's fun being a girl, isn't it?
Beautiful.
And remember, with that, don't pull the trigger.
Any questions?
All right, the name says it all. I don't need much explanation. The burlesque. So use your imagination. Shares in it. And then, you know, somebody who wants to get up on stage finally gets the chance to shake her stuff, let's say. Shake her moneymaker. And I do believe it's probably more of a chick flick, though. It's not the same as going to one of the clubs, if you know what I'm saying. Here's a movie that I would be interested in seeing. It's called Love and Other Drugs. I'll explain on the flip side. Listen.
Hey, Lisa.
Her name's not Lisa.
I know, but if every time I say, hey, Lisa, she'll think that I dated a girl who looked just like her. She'll develop this unconscious need to win my approval, and from then on, it's cake.
Damn.
Why would you want to be a pharmaceutical rep?
That pays over 100 grand a year, that's why.
Hello, ladies. Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, wait. Yep, there's another one.
If the patient asks, you're an intern.
Hi,
I'm Dr. Knight.
And who are you?
Jamie Randall, intern.
Well, let's have a look.
Okay, I apologize.
Let me take you out for a cup of coffee.
Strong eye contact, implied intimacy. You're good.
Sweetie, what does this mean?
Actually, this is me being nice.
You have beautiful eyes.
That's it? Of the best you got? This isn't about connection for you. This isn't even about sex for you. This is about finding an hour or two of relief from the pain of being you. And that's fine with me because all I want is the exact same thing.
Why don't you have a boyfriend?
Let's just keep it simple.
I can do that.
Hello?
I like hearing the sound of your voice.
You like hearing the sound of her voice? Were you abducted by aliens?
I hear we're coming out with a new sex drug, Viagra. I want it.
This is a revolution.
I've already sold 2,000 prescriptions this month alone.
Hard to believe, isn't it? Hard to believe.
You must be a swell if you would try!
You're a good man, but you're on the fast track. 600 girls dying to discuss sales techniques. Can't do that with me holding you back.
She rejected you. That's why you want her.
I need you.
I'm gonna need you more. Beautiful girl. I know, it's so late.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, I like this movie because it has some interesting things. It might be, I'm not much of a chick flick person, but this might be a little bit more than a chick flick. And probably because I know a bunch of people in pharmaceutical sales. Know anyone in pharmaceutical sales? Well, here's the deal on this. It's two people, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Anne Hathaway, and that's what they do. They're in the cutthroat world of it, right in the middle of it, and suddenly they get involved, and they get involved, I guess, in a couple of other things, too, as far as the pharmaceuticals are concerned. There's a big hint. But I'd probably wait and see if that comes when that comes out on DVD. Now, here's the movie that I really wanted to see. And this is a movie that some of you might remember the story of the man who had to cut his own arm off 127 hours. Take a listen.
Good morning, everyone. It is 7 o'clock here in Canyonland, USA.
Hey, Aaron. Mom still has not heard from you. Will you just call her, please? I'll talk to you soon.
And this morning, on the Boulder, we have a very special guest, Aaron Ralston!
Oh, gosh, it's a real pleasure to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey.
You lost? I'm a guide.
What do you say?
You see, I'm something of a big heart hero.
Oh, you have to remember that everything will be okay.
Oh, my gosh. Ah! Are you okay,
Aaron? Come on! You gotta come down here!
It's been nice knowing you, Aaron.
I can do everything on my own.
See ya!
Bye!
I don't think we figured in his day at all.
There, Aaron.
Is it true?
You didn't tell anyone where you were going.
Oops.
All right, so take a guess. Like I said, pretty much when in listening to that, you know what it is, the 127. And it's 127 to I got to cut this arm off if I'm going to survive. And I can't even imagine. I don't want to give too much of the story away if you don't remember the story. We did talk about it on America Tonight, but some of you are new to the show, and you might not know the full story behind 127 hours. You know who's in this too? James Franco. Plus, several people I know went to see this movie, and they said it was killer. They said, you know, can you really watch the scene where he has to decide what he's going to do. He's a climber. And what happened, I guess I'll tell you. This is kind of a spoiler alert. He had to cut his arm off. It got trapped under a boulder while he was hiking in Utah. And he had to wait 5 days. But the only way he could survive was to amputate his own arm. Oh, yeah. James Franco, Amber Timlin is in it, Kate Mara. And a few other people you might recognize, but I love James Franco. I'd give that a thumbs up from everything I've heard. I'm going to go see it. I'll probably go see it over this holiday weekend. Hang with us. We're turning the page.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Snickers. From LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is George Whitehurst Berry. How surprised will you be when the stock market goes in a direction different from what many so-called experts in the mass media are predicting? Have you ever wondered when it might be a good time to sell as well as buy gold, oil, currencies, or financial instruments? Go to FrancisInsights.com. That's Francis with an E, Insights.com. Although past performance does not guarantee future results, Francis Insights has established an excellent track record forecasting probable major market swings. Francis Insights is educational, not advisory, so how much better off will you be with this powerful ally helping you make intelligent decisions not based on greed or fear? Go to FrancisInsights.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Tomorrow, maybe many of you are listening to me from wherever your destination is, or maybe you're just hanging close to the house. Talking about the biggest turkeys this year, if you were to make a list, who are the biggest turkeys? And there's some obvious people. I said Tiger Woods for one. If you want to go down the bad boys list, hey, Jesse James, what an idiot. An idiot because, once again, playing up the relationship with Sandra Bullock and blah, blah, blah. And then it turns out he was, you know, ultimately fooling around with a tattooed cat. You know what I'm saying? And then NBC I would put on the list, too, for the way they handled the Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno slot change. And trying to appease Jay Leno and bringing him back, just booting Conan O'Brien the way they did. Of course, O'Brien got the last lap. They had to pay him big bucks. He ended up getting a payoff for his staff, too. And then they end up over at TBS with a show anyway. So he's still on late night. Again, it's TBS. But at least he's doing the late night thing, and his ratings have been pretty decent so far. Tough to tell whether or not the ratings will continue to add up to more than what a Leno show would do on an NBC. But I would put them as the network as one of the biggest turkeys because, of course, they wanted Leno there. Because they tried to appease him, and in the meantime, they threw Conan O'Brien under the bus. So, turkeys, if you've got one, let me know, americatonight.net or 800-259-5791. In fact, speaking of turkeys, it's a tradition, with the presidents and those birds. Here's what Obama had to say earlier in the day at the White House.
As President of the United States, you are hereby pardoned from the Thanksgiving dinner table. May you have a wonderful and joyful life at Mount Vernon.
All right. So pardoning the turkey then, of course, the life is spared of that particular turkey, and the rest, you know how that story ends, on your dinner table somewhere, right? Tom DeLay would make the turkey list to some. DeLay was a glad handler who was in direct mail and made a ton of money doing that, and of course made his name get bigger and bigger in Texas, and then went on to be the Speaker of the House eventually, or the House rather majority leader. So he went on to become the House majority leader, not Speaker of the House, and was ultimately found guilty of laundering money. That happened on Wednesday, late on Wednesday. How about that? So his nickname was the Hammer, and the Hammer really did lay down the hammer back in the day when he was in control of the Republican caucus in Congress. And ultimately what brought him down was the money thing. He got his hand caught in the cookie jar to the tune of just $190,000 in campaign donations for Republican candidates to the Texas legislature in 2002 in those elections. Duh. He got caught and they had him. And what happens after that, what ultimately the sentence is, it will be interesting. It looked like Tom DeLay was going to wiggle out of it, but he wasn't able to do that. And now it's time for a little break and then sentencing in a couple of weeks, and we'll see what it means. All right, this is a crazy thing. I'm kind of going down the road of odds and ends here as we mix in the turkey talk. I know this is going to be controversial for some people, but I have to say, I would put the Pope on that list. You know why I would put the Pope on that list? Because the Vatican, not that they haven't done this in the past, but they'll say one thing, do another. Pull back, do another. Say one thing. Pope Benedict had these comments that were released about condoms, saying that they can be justified to prevent the spread of HIV. So now there's confusion about what he was trying to say. The remarks have put some of the strictest defenders of the church's teachings in a very strange position to disagree with the Pope. Remember, the whole idea of Catholicism, and many religions say the same thing, it's the abstinence, abstinence, abstinence. So now the Pope is saying use condoms because of HIV. Wow. And I guess they come back a day later to try to clarify that comment and ultimately end up saying, well, wait a second, we got to clear that up. It's because condoms are the lesser of the evils for heterosexuals, right? So if that's the case, then it's better to use one than transmit HIV to a partner, even if that means a woman averting a possible pregnancy. What? I'd say that pretty much goes against the grain of what has been taught in the Catholic Church for centuries. And in fact, the Vatican is always slammed, speaking of being hammered, is always slammed for its opposition to condom use, especially in Africa, where we know AIDS is rampant. But the interpretation of the comments about condoms and HIV mean the Roman Catholic Church is, I guess, acknowledging that the anti-birth control stance against condoms doesn't justify putting someone's life at risk. So there'd be a lot of people that say, wow, that's progressive of the Catholic Church and the Pope to say that. But if you go and look at the traditional teachings, that's nothing like that. I mean, this is a huge game changer. It's nothing like they've ever said before. Never, ever, ever have you heard any kind of comments like that coming out of the Catholic Church, let alone the Vatican. Boy, the Pope has made news a lot this year. Pope has made a lot of news. Because remember, it was in the beginning of the year when he was a cardinal. There was the story about, did he know about a particular priest and the fact that he was molesting kids, and did he turn a blind eye to it and rearrange the assignment for the priest, sending him to a different parish. And so now this too is raising a few eyebrows by what the Pope said. I mean, listen, at some point the religion has to, I don't want to say modernize, but has to be realistic. And let's be realistic. If there is massive spread of HIV, then what is the responsible thing to say? Use a condom. The rest of the world is already way, way beyond that. Send your complaints to AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. All right, speaking of controversial comments, I actually like what Bobby Jindal had to say. I like the governor of Louisiana. He's a Republican, but I would say he's, in some senses, he's a pretty moderate Republican. And we know what we think about Congress. Look at the way the vote went in the midterm elections. A lot of people, I think, truly believe that the folks on the Hill don't really work that hard. Because every time you turn around, there's, oh, you know, we're in session, but now they're not in session. Or we couldn't pass any legislation dealing with immigration. We couldn't even tackle it. We couldn't tackle the Social Security issue. And, you know, the laundry list is a mile long. We know it. We talk about it all the time on the show. So our perceptions, or many of our perceptions, are that they're not really earning the money that they're getting. And remember, the people that are there on the Hill, they represent you. It's we the people. Knock, knock. It's we the people. Remember, you elect the people who represent you. That's why you need to vote. So Bobby Jindal says that the members of Congress stay home more often than not and only really serve part-time. And Jindal said, we used to pay farmers not to grow crops. Let's pay congressmen to stay out of Washington, D.C. Do you love it? He said that make them part-time and give them term limits. Don't let them become lobbyists when they have to live under the same rules and laws they pass. For the rest of us, maybe we'd see some more common sense coming out of D.C. I completely agree with them. If they have to live under the same laws, it's like health care. Oh, you want health care? Well, then why aren't you on the same health care as you're trying to throw everybody else on? So he has a point. The term limits are great, I think. And also, then do the part-time thing. Live under the same laws and see how you like it. See how you like it. That would be the fair thing to do, absolutely. You're making the laws, you're passing the laws that people can't live with, that infuriate the rest of us, then, you know what? Then why don't you have to live under the same constraints, I'll say, or tax burdens or whatever, that the rest of us have to live with? I think that's pretty fair. By the way, I'm starting to get a lot of email here. I will do a mailbag segment coming up next, but I got one from Blue Dog. I love that, Blue Dog. Blue Dog says, you started asking for the biggest turkeys of the year. Wow. Kate, you could do a whole show on the biggest turkeys. I think you said TSA. If you didn't, certainly it's a layup, but put TSA on the list because all the conversation is pretty much negative, even if people don't care about the pat-downs and the body scans. It's made massive, 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 he said it like 10 times on this, conversation, as you like to call it, water cooler buzz. By the way, for the record, I'm against the pat-downs that are like a frisk. I don't understand that either. There has to be another way to do this. And the idea that we should copy Israel just won't work. And, you know, I think that there's some merit to looking at what El Al does, but the problem is, and I even had a caller who pointed this out in a previous show, and it's true. I mean, you know, Israel is not the size of the United States. You don't have the amount of air traffic and airports that we have when you're comparing. It's like apples and oranges. There's no doubt about that. I mean, they do a good job of it, but they have less people to get through. They have less planes going out. It's a different world after 9/11, but it can't be an excuse. You know, maybe you have to give up some privacy, but that's a dangerous, slippery slope. How much privacy do you want to give up before you can't reel it back? It's not all nutty kookballs that think there is something to the privacy issue. Because once you go down the path of giving things up, giving things back, changing the Constitution, it's going to be a really, really hard thing to reel it back in. Hang with us. We're going to check the mail next here on America Tonight.
Hey. Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to America Tonight. We love this guy. He is so spot on, and he has been from the beginning of the season, week 12 in the NFL, and we got a couple of really big games coming up, big games in the sense that I like to sit and watch the turkey games.
Well, at least you're not putting any pressure on me.
That's right. I said you were spot on. Don't you love it? So, what was that movie with Al Pacino? What was it? What was that called?
Two for the Money.
Two for the Money. I just Al Pacino Jew. Sorry about that. Steve Boone, of course, with sportsinfo.com. You got to check it out. They got a lot of good stuff there. Let's talk about the Thursday games, Patriots and the Lions, Saints and the Cowboys. Of the two of those, which has a better chance of being a real game?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the first one, the Patriots-Lions game, you know, people are generally used to, you know, always betting on the Lions on Thanksgiving. And they just feel like the Lions always win. But the truth is that the Lions are 0-6 against the spread in the last 6 years. They really haven't won on Thanksgiving in a long time. You know, look, Detroit's 8-2 against the spread this year so far. And they got Sean Hillen as quarterback, and he's actually doing a good job in replacement of Matt Stafford. But look, you know, New England knows how to play at this time of the year. Yeah, their defense looked a little suspect last week, almost letting Indianapolis get back for the win, but they held on. You know, they do what they have to do to win, and coming off of Indianapolis, man, this Detroit team is going to seem like a bunch of powder puffs. I think 6.5 points here is cheap. I would go with New England and lay the 6.5 points.
Wow, okay. So there you go. He has spoken when we talk about the Lions. I didn't realize that against the Lions. Wow, six? It's been six in a row?
Yeah, they've lost six in a row, the Detroit Lions. They really haven't won since the, you know, since the 90s.
No kidding. Since I like that, since the 90s. Okay, so the Cowboys, a little bit of momentum, you could say, with Jason Garrett. And
right.
You know, so what happens here?
Well, I think the big question in Big D is, you know, is Jerry Jones kicking himself for not making this move to Jason Garrett earlier, or is he just so preoccupied with counting his money from the Pacquiao-Margarito fight that he really could care less? The answer is probably a little is yes to both of those. The Cowboys are obviously riding high in the post-Wade Phillips era, but don't kid yourself. They can't hang with the Saints, not now. The Saints are in a groove. They got their mojo back. Don't even think twice about it. New Orleans minus the 3.5 here is the way to go.
Oh, all right. And then, of course, I always forget this, but there's for now years there's been this third game, the Bengals and the Jets.
Right, which I guess in the beginning of the year when they drew it up seemed like it would be a good game. But the truth is that the Bengals this year, I mean, they're just terrible. I mean, they've got a divided clubhouse. Coach is on the, you know, is on the blocks. You know, the whole Ocho Cinco thing didn't work out. But even so, I can tell you I'm a Jets fan. I've been watching the Jets forever. And, you know, which is not a good thing. And I can tell you that even though they've proved it's better to be lucky than good the last few weeks, and you think possibly they're going to get it together here, that's the trap. You never, never lay 9 points with the New York Jets, ever. And Carson Palmer is one of these guys that loves to come in at the end of the game and make one of those meaningless touchdowns and take a game from 13 down to 6 for no reason whatsoever, just because he can. And the Jets are always going to be on the bad side of that. You know, you definitely take the 9 points here with the Bengals.
All right, take the 9 points. And then, of course, we have a full slate of action on Sunday. You know, you look at the Packers and the Falcons out of the chute, the early game, and then looking at, I'll tell you, I love Matt Ryan, and I'm just looking at it strictly from what he's been able to do this season, and that's a low line. I mean, that's a small line. It's like 2, isn't it, the Falcons?
Well,
2?
Well, a lot of people look at this line at 2, and they think that that's the lines makers, you know, thinks that Atlanta is the better team, 2 points a better team. But actually with home field advantage accounting for 3 points in the NFL, they're actually saying that Green Bay is the better team.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, look, Green Bay kicked the crap out of that corpse in Minnesota, you know. So I mean, you know, a lot of people with a national audience are impressed with that. I think that's what you're seeing here reflected in this line. But, man, like you say, give me Matty Ice at home. He probably comes down on the last drive and either gets the touchdown or the field goal, 2.5 points or 2 points. You know, very cheap here for Atlanta. They're a tremendous home team straight up and against the spread. I really like Atlanta here.
Ooh, Atlanta. And, you know, you said Jets, never take them. Never take them at 9. And then you look at that other team in the NFC East, the Giants, the other New York team, and the Giants are a favor of what? By 8 in that one, they're taking on the Jags. Would you take the Giants in that one?
Giants were one of the hottest teams just a few weeks ago. And then, you know, look, and their defense ranked number one, straight knocking quarterbacks out of games. They did the mercy killing with Romo. I think Cutler they knocked out. They probably would have knocked out Hasselbeck, but Seattle refused to play him for good reason. And then they met Michael Vick, and all of a sudden, you know, it wasn't so easy anymore. But that game, if you watched it, it really could have gone either way. I mean, the Eagles could have actually blown them out a lot worse. The Giants could have also won that game if Manning doesn't fumble the ball there at the end. So, first of all, I'm not so sure that the earlier Giant wins against the teams that they played were so amazing, and I'm not so sure that their loss was so bad. I mean, when it comes to the Giants, I'm not really sure about much. But the one thing I'm certain about is that these teams are going to score and score with frequency, and that total at 45 points, that's going to go real quick. So I would look away from the sides here, not try to kill yourself with this 8-point spread, and I would go over the 45.
All right, over the 45. You know I'm an Eagles fan, so the Eagles are on the road. They take on Chicago. Everybody's talking about Michael Vick, Michael Vick, Michael Vick. But in this one, Philly's favored by 4 on the road. What do you say?
Right, so, I mean, they're also, everyone is also a little bit impressed, or too impressed, I should say, with Chicago in first place, 7-3, you know, tied with the Packers. But remember, in that division, the other two teams, you know, are the Vikings and the Lions. They're at 3-7 and 2-8. So it's not so impressive. And if Manning and the Giant defense couldn't beat the Eagles, how in the heck is Cutler and the mediocre Bears going to do it? I hate to drink the green Kool-Aid, but I really love the Eagles in this spot, probably like the rest of the country. I'm just going to put a sucker alert out there. This is a sucker alert. You know, sometimes the suckers are right, but me, along with the rest of them, are going to lay the 3.5 here with the Eagles.
Oh, okay, lay the 3.5.
Got to bet the good teams over the bad teams. At the end of the day, it's a simple handicapping strategy, but you can't overthink lines too much. When this year, 75% to 80% of the time, if you just pick the team that wins the game, they're the team that covers. So I mean, you really have to dumb down your handicapping sometimes and just try to pick the winner of the game. Because 80% of the time it comes out that that's the team that covers anyway. Now, look, if it was that easy, we wouldn't be in business. So, I mean, obviously it's not so easy.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so there's a game I like. I don't know why I like it. I got family in Tampa. But it's the Buccaneers and the Ravens. And in this one, Baltimore is favored by 8. I can't even handicap this one. I know you can, but I can't. I'm not sure what I think is going to happen here. I would say Ravens.
I've been very, very high on the Buccaneers all season long. I've touted them, you know, up and down on my radio show myself. And it's not really that the odds makers haven't respected them, because the odds makers, all they really do is reflect public opinion. It's not their job. Every now and then the line will land exactly on the game will end exactly on the line, and everybody looks at themselves and goes, those bookmakers, they're geniuses. But they don't talk about the 8 other games that day where the line was nowhere near, you know, at the end, it was a blowout or something like that. So, it's that the public hasn't really respected Tampa Bay. However, I believe the public and the bookmakers and the lines makers have all caught up. You know, when you really think about it, who did Tampa Bay beat this year?
Yeah.
They beat Carolina twice. And I have to tell you, Carolina, you know, they're like that girl in college that everybody gets to date. I don't understand them. But the Bengals they beat, which are terrible. The Rams and the Cardinals, I mean, they barely beat those teams. And they beat San Francisco, so they beat nobody. And when they played real teams like the Steelers and the Saints, they've gotten killed. Like you said, Baltimore is a real team here, and the reason why you feel yourself leaning towards Baltimore is because you're right, is because the odds makers at this stage of the game, they know what they're doing. This line 8, that's not a mistake. It's not a misprint. It's a real line, and you should lay it.
Oh, I like that. A real line, and you should lay it. Well, Turkey Day is coming up. I'm sure that you're going to partake with your family, and we appreciate you coming on and handicapping this all for us. It's going to be an interesting week. We got it written down. We're going to see how we do this time around. I love what you said about the Jets, and I love that you're drinking my green Kool-Aid.
Yes, with the Eagles. And listen, if your listeners just care, I got the over-under at 6.5 pounds for how much I'm going to gain over the next 3 days. They're welcome to send me an email and place their bets.
All right, sportsfilter.com. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate it.